Hello, this is Steve Albini from Electrical Audio Recording in Chicago, Illinois. I've been asked by the folks at Royer Labs to make some demonstration recordings to show you some techniques for using ribbon microphones and their sound qualities in certain applications. One of the traditional uses for a ribbon microphone is recording a saxophone, other reed instruments, or brass. Here's a saxophone recorded on a Cole's 4038 microphone. This microphone is widely regarded as the standard microphone for this application. This is the Royer microphone in the same position. With the microphone close to the bell of the saxophone, an increase in the bass response, due to the proximity effect, increases the apparent power of the horn. If a close working distance provides too much texture, mouth noise, or mouthpiece noise, try moving the microphone back a few inches. The rear lobe of the figure of eight pattern can be used to provide some degree of ambience in a live room. Here's the Royer 121 recording a saxophone in a live room.